is going on out there? It's been a while since I think I've done a talk with you guys, and just kind of given a hey, how you doing, what's going on, all of that kind of thing. And yeah, because gosh, things have been so, you know, things have been really, they've been busy. But also, you know, I think something that happens is, and I've noticed this too, whenever I get up there and I minister or I do something like that, and there's that flow that God has that goes through us, boy, it can be exhausting sometimes too. You know, when I get done and I'm just tired, you know, and so yeah, so it's something that just kind of comes, it's par for the course. It kind of comes along with the assignment, and which is also, I think, a good reason to, you know, get into shape and to be in shape and all that. But boy, I tell you, there's sometimes after some of the words that go forward, I feel more drained from that than any 2-hour exercise routine I could probably come up with. It takes a lot out of you, because that just that you can feel it. That, you know, Jesus talked about, well, I guess in the Gospels, where it talked about when the woman that had the issue of blood, and how she, when she touched him, and how Jesus had felt that power had gone out of him. And you know, I feel that. We feel that. You know, when we minister to people, we feel that power that goes, that flows through us. You know, and I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit like a light socket, where, you know, if you felt the power that came through that socket, but then afterwards, you just want to like lay down on the floor for a while. you're still standing. So, anyways, that to say that, you know, coupled with kind of, I guess, all the work that's been going on these days, it's just been busy. It's been tiring. Yeah, and I had a real good friend who actually had a dream of and was relaying this one to me, of kind of even what now this phase of life is that I'm in. And basically, it is by God's design and by God's allowance a time where there's just a lot going on, and it is a draining time, but it's a good time because it's also part of that season. You know, and I think something too, I've been talking with friends about recently here even, was that God allows for us to go into these things and go into these difficult times where, you know, we'll be tested, we'll be stretched, we'll be tried. And, you know, it's okay. It's not a bad thing. Although it feels terrible, so I don't want to take away from that. But part of the whole thing is to be able to come past what we feel and how we feel. And oh yeah, those are nice road sounds that come from. This audio is coming straight from my place, so I guess I got a quieter room where I could, you know, talk from, but. I don't know. I was kind of in the mood to talk from this one. And yeah, but hey, if you like the other rooms or something like that, or you say, hey, that place wherever you were talking was too noisy, just drop an email at faithmix@gmail.com and maybe I'll adjust it the next time. I'll try. Because yeah, I think so much too of what we do is just, it's a hodgepodge along the way. You know, you're always working with what you got. And, you know, the cool thing is God takes whatever you have, and if you give it over to Him, He multiplies it, He blesses it, He just makes it last, makes it work. But I think the trick there, the key there, is just to actually have given it over to Him, to not hold it in your hand, and to ask for wisdom and what to do and how to do it. Yeah, I think one of the reasons why I wanted just to, I guess, do a little bit of a talk today, I know that there's a bunch of you right now that have been just really feel like you've just been put under a steamroller in this realm of the spirit. I mean, just the weight of the world has been crushing down on your chest, on your mind, on your soul. And you know, I guess part of the reason why is I've been through that in this last week. Kind of coming out of it a little bit right now, but gosh, this just for about 4 or 5, you know, going into 6 days, it was just terrible. You know, I mean, I just was like, what is going on? And you know, there was little windows where, this is why kind of it's hard to get a handle on the amount of time, but there was like little windows where it was just like, oh, okay, kind of coming out of it. And you know, felt like I was, you know, on the way up, and then all of a sudden, wham, again, you know, a few hours later, and it's really just heavy, and just a really heavy time. No, I don't want to be medicated for it. I would much rather find out, you know, what God is doing in this thing. Plus, I've never really been a fan of all those kind of medicines that, you know, everybody just wants to drug people up with. I'm much more of a fan of diet and nutrition, and you know, trying to find ways of balancing stuff out like that. So that's just me. That's just the way that I'm kind of wired. Because I don't know. I think too, with the environment that so many of us live in now, a toxic environment in so many ways, that just to throw in another toxin and hope that the balancing of toxins kind of gives you some equilibrium point, I'll pass if I can, and try to find out some natural way. Exercise helps. I'm a big fan of exercise, just because I think it's one of the few outlets and few ways that we can really just let go and get rid of some of this stuff. One of the healthy ways, I should say. Yeah, you can go drink yourself into the ground, but it's going to make more problems for you than in the long run, for sure, than you probably want to deal with. But yeah, but for those of you that have been really struggling recently, and I know, so you know, it's interesting actually. It's not been like a blanket, like, oh, everybody's dealing with this or something, but it's really kind of been isolated people. And but the ones that have been feeling this, it's almost felt like one of the worst seasons they've ever had. And you know, and so kind of in that, I've been wondering for myself too, what is this, you know, what is going on, and is there a response that that we make? Because you know, there's some things that we can do, and there's a lot of things that we can't do. You know, my dad and I were talking recently, and that's probably one of the biggest blessings of my life, is just to have a godly parents and people that actually love the Lord and walk with Him. It's a huge, huge blessing. All the cash in the world is not close to even equaling what that is worth. And but anyways, I was talking with my dad, and you know, good conversation as always, but one thing he said too is, hey, he said, you don't have as much control as you think you do. And you know, it's so true. We, you know, it's an illusion that people actually sometimes settle into, to think that they actually have control in the situations that they're in. I mean, so they think, oh, okay, you know, I got up, I brushed my teeth, I decided what I wanted to cook for breakfast. Yeah, you know, your control doesn't extend too much past that. And but people want to try to control their worlds, control their realities, and, you know, but you think about it, I mean, your life and the sequences of events and the things that have happened, how easily, if one thing was changed here or there, if one person didn't come into your life, if one person did come into your life, if some opportunity didn't work out, if you were in a car accident and you were going an extra 5 miles an hour faster or slower, or, you know, just so much, so many things. If you would have bought the house two blocks further down the lane, and which was closer to the power lines, what would have happened? I mean, you know, it's just so many different things are happening all around us all the time. And God is mindful of that. God is aware of that. I read a really cool post by Brother Thomas on his blog the other day. And he was just talking about the amazing intricacies of what life is here, how, and he was, you know, going from, I mean, it's a mind-boggling exercise, but to think about, you know, okay, just in a 1 square meter, how many little bugs that are there that are living out their lives and everything that's taking place in that, in the forest, and then to extend that up to a mile, an area, a state, a country. And you start to think about just how much is taking place in this world and how much that we are completely unaware of, and yet God in his just infinite nature, I mean, God being God, is aware of all of it, down to the very hairs that are on your head. And it's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, I think one of the primary pursuits, one of the primary things that should be, people should be educated on right away, starting on into this life, would be to connect with your Creator and to walk out your life in relationship and a clean connection with Him. Because, gosh, I mean, how else could you be here and exist in any way that had any purpose or meaning or significance? And the thing is, you can't. So, you know, there are people that are waking up right now. I've seen some recently, and it's pretty cool, actually. The ones that are coming around right now, they're really coming around with a full heart towards the Father and desiring that. There's still a lot of people that are content to play church as such. I've seen that too. And gosh, I wish they'd quit trying to recruit me. I wish they'd quit trying to get me to come to their meetings. And especially when you know what the whole thing's about, when you know what the game is. I mean, for myself, I can't be bothered. I really can't, just because now if God sends me in there for some reason or some purpose, you know, maybe there's somebody there that is asking Him, gosh, what's going on here, Lord, and is there anything more, and wants to get rescued out of that, yeah, maybe God might send me in there in that situation. But otherwise, it's like I don't really know why I'd have so much to do with that anymore, especially when people don't have a heart for truth. I haven't seen within that setting very many people that really want truth. I've seen a lot of people that have a contentment, I guess, with just somebody telling them they're okay, and that being enough, and then going back to a life in the world, seeking success in the world, seeking all of the trimmings that come from being part of the world, but then also just wanting to know that they're okay and they're part of a group and everybody's all right in the group. So, 1,000 people couldn't be wrong, kind of thing. So anyways, it is what it is. And frankly, I really can't be bothered. If people want to know, sure, happy to talk to them. You know, that's one really cool thing about the website too, is I don't have to talk to them too much. If they really want to know, and they're really asking, hey, I just give them the site, and I'm like, you got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours up there if you want to know, you know, what I'm thinking and what's kind of out there, and what God's been giving me. You know, the cool thing about Rhema is, especially when we're connected with Him, is that, you know, it's just, it's alive, it's fresh. I mean, I've had people write in that have listened to something 3 months, 4 months after it's gone up, and just be like, wow, you know, that there was a word of the Lord in there for me. I didn't know. I mean, it's cool to know. It's cool that people are writing me and saying that. But I had no idea. You know, I just was putting out there what God would give me as kind of I'm in the flow with Him. But it's really encouraging to hear that back, because, you know, there's, you know that, you know, it's a spirit-led work more and more, that reinforcement's there. And not that, you know, I mean, okay, we don't need that, but it's really encouraging when that happens, because, you know, I think a lot of times, I know for myself and a few others that have spoken about this, you feel like you're sometimes out in the middle of nowhere. And sometimes I felt like too, gosh, is anybody listening to these podcasts when they're going up? And but you know, the reason that we kept doing it, the reason that we keep doing it even now, is just because God has us to do it. And you know, that's a big part, I think, too, of the walk that we have with Him, is that what we do and how we do it is just based on His direction. Because He'll direct, you know, He'll lead and guide, and really the results are in His hands. So when we do something, we just do it out of obedience to Him. And I think that's one of, again, a key thing to cultivate, is knowing when He's speaking, understanding that it's His voice, and then learning to respond quickly to what He says, so you can move on with whatever His expressed will is. That is a really, really good one for all of us, you know. And I think you know, having that clean connection with Him is vital in that. There's a lot of stuff that can make that connection blurry too. And you know, I don't get into not anymore. I used to, I guess, but I don't get into this thing about, you know, do this, don't do this, etc., etc. I, for myself, one thing that I've noticed is that when I really desired in my heart to be real before the Father and just wanted to walk with Him, that was enough, because He would then show me. And if there was something that was in my life that was a hindrance to that connection and that walk with Him, He'd show that to me. I didn't have to have somebody externally telling me. I didn't have to have somebody asking me to go burn my CD collection or throw out this or break up with this girl or any, you know, I didn't have to have anything like that. All I had to have was a word that came from Him and a revelation that He would show me, and it would always resonate in my heart. Sometimes, you know, something external would come along that would just kind of reinforce that, but otherwise it was like, yeah, I just would just want to do what He'd show me to do. And you know, for one reason, which was basically I just wanted to walk with Him. And I just wanted to live in relationship and connection with Him. So, you know, He'll do that. If you want that, He'll show you, He'll teach you, He'll reveal to you. And you know, I constantly these days have been just asking the Lord for wisdom and guidance and just His leading more and more, because I realize too, you know, without that, there's no chance. You know, there's no way to navigate through this life and through this world without Him leading and guiding us. And it is a process of abundant life though, and it's something too that He desires that we have and that we move in, but we have a part to play in that as well, which is yielding to that. So I guess in that process, I guess I digressed a little bit, but in that process, there is some rough stuff that we can go into sometimes, and that we can get into. And you know, I was reading just the other morning, and you know, a verse that kind of struck me for the people that really have been struggling recently, for myself too, was it's in Psalm 31. I guess I'll start at verse maybe 14. Actually, maybe even 13 here. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. Many times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make Thy face to shine upon Thy servant. Save me for Thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon Thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievously things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is Thy goodness, which Thou hast laid up for them that fear Thee, which Thou hast wrought for them that trust in Thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of Thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for He hath shown me marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before Thine eyes. Nevertheless, Thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto Thee. O love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Okay. Ah, yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay, how do you be of good courage? Well, I one thing is, somebody that has courage is not turning around to run away. And, you know, you got to keep facing in that direction that God has you on while you're walking with Him. You can't back down. Now, sometimes it may feel difficult to keep taking another step, but at least, you know, if you got to stop and catch your breath for a minute, okay, but don't give up. And but when you, if you're of good courage, He'll strengthen your heart. There's also this kind of couples this with Isaiah 40 verse 31, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. So there is an element of being of good courage and waiting upon the Lord, and He'll renew your strength in whatever situation that you're in. Why not? Because, you know, truthfully too, I had sometimes as well for myself, where I was just like, gosh, I just want out of this, or I just want this to stop, or, you know, that kind of thing would go through my head, of course. And but the other side of that too is, you know what, this is it. Walking with Him is all there is. What, I'm going to join the world? Not quite. I mean, the world's got nothing for me. I've seen the absolute best that the world has to offer me, and I'm sorry, it's not enough. It does not compare to what it is that the Father has in store for His people. It does not compare to what it is that I have in Him, and just being able to walk with Him in a connection day to day. The true thing that we have in Christ Jesus, I'm sorry, there is nothing that the world has that gets anywhere even remotely close. All it's got is temporary pops and whistles and something for this very limited flesh carnal reality. I'll pass. I will certainly pass. Now, One other thing in here too before I move on, but one in verse 22 where he said, "For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee." Back to that, you know, waiting upon the Lord and he'll renew your strength, but when you're crying unto him. But we can have a tendency to speak too quickly in these situations. And this is something, kind of a pointer that I picked up in even my recent struggle, I guess, was don't lash out at the people that didn't do anything. Don't make any sudden moves or any sudden decisions based on emotion and your feeling and what you're coming out of in your oppression. And you know what? I think when you got good friends around you that really love you, that are really, you know, talking to you straight, they will help you in that. They will coach you in that. They'll give you a little bit of an allowance if you do that. But don't push it, because you know, you can end up, while you're under your own attack, you can end up inflicting a lot of other people unnecessarily. And so the best thing to do is just to stop and just to withdraw for a little bit, spend some time with God in His presence, ask Him for clarity, ask Him for relief and to be brought through whatever it is that's going on. But don't make any sudden moves if it has to do with friends, relationships, businesses, whatever it is, because you'll be doing those based on the oppression that you're feeling and not out of direction that the Father's giving you. So when we move because He directs us, because He leads and guides us. We don't move based on our feelings, based on the circumstances that we're in as such. Because the circumstances, those can change at any given moment. And sometimes God has put you in those difficult circumstances for a reason, because He's got an assignment for you in that nonetheless. So, you know, that's what you really need to connect up with, understand, and then fulfill, so you can continue to move forward. I don't know. I've kind of been, I guess, wondering some recently, even about, you know, about this whole thing, and you know, the reason for life, the reason that we are here, what's left to do here, I guess. Because I mean, the big one, you pretty much got the big one down when you are walking with Him. You know, that's really the big one, that you take up your cross and you follow Him. And you know, that's the main thing. But then it's like, okay, but then the intricacies of all these other parts of living out life here. And you know, the Father has us to be here. There is His will and plan and purpose to be executed in our existence here. And that's something too, that for myself it's like, okay, I don't know how much of that I understand. I don't know how much of that I get. Because in so many ways it does feel like it's above my pay grade. I mean, He's, okay, He has revealed certain things. He has shown certain things. You know, more than anything for myself, my desire is just to walk with Him. And I don't, you know, sometimes too, I'm like, I don't know how much even knowing some of this stuff, what value or utility there is in it. You know, I don't advocate being ignorant of your circumstances or the environment that you're in or anything like that. No, be aware. But I guess diminish things into their proper perspective and into their proper, the way that you should relate to them. Because I've seen too many brothers and sisters in Christ get obsessed about all kinds of things that have no bearing on who you are this day in your walk and relationship with the Father. And if it doesn't enhance that, if it's not building on that, then why this obsession with, I don't know, 2012, end times prophecy, who's the Antichrist, church growth, I can go down a list of 100 things, but you know, because I mean, yeah, okay, it's kind of fascinating, you know, to look at some of these Bible prophecies on a surface level and say, okay, this could be this, or this could be this. But, you know, remember too what some of the stuff we've already come through. I mean, I was thinking, boy, during Hitler's time, people must have really thought, this is it. That's the Antichrist. This is the end. This is this. And yeah, but you know what? It wasn't. And, you know, how many different seasons we've had, and even now, you know, in this global one as well that we're in. You know, I don't know why, but why is it that every American president is the Antichrist? Why is it that every British Prime Minister or somebody in the British government is the Antichrist? Why is it that whoever's the head of the UN is the Antichrist? Or whoever's a prominent business leader is the Antichrist? Or, yeah, why is it that there's always this slander of these guys? Okay, there is a spirit of Antichrist, for sure, that's out there, that basically operates in anyone that is not walking with Christ. Either you're on the way with Him or you're not. So, you know, that is what it is. But as far as like a person, an embodiment, you know, he might be running around right now, sure, whatever, but what bearing does that have on the walk that I have with the Father this day? I don't know, that probably minimal, because one, you know, whoever that person is in God's time has to be revealed anyways, and two, there's enough that God has for me to do this day. Sufficient for today is the evil thereof. There's plenty of satanic people running around right now in my jurisdiction, in my area, that, you know, there's, and there's a lot of warfare and all kinds of things going on even with that. So, I don't know. I think for myself, I would just keep things in perspective. I mean, this is just me. I take a casual interest in some of those things, but unless God is really pulling me into some kind of study of it or deeper understanding of it, I don't want to, for myself, get distracted. You know, again, back to my dad, another point he made recently is, hey, God's not giving, you know, awards for people that get it all figured out. And, you know, it's true. I mean, it's like, if you got the whole thing figured out, you said, okay, this is this, and this person is the Antichrist, and this is the temple coming up here, this is the time that it's going to happen, this is, you know, if you got all of those things in the tribulation, is it pre, is it mid, is it post, is it, okay, say you got the whole thing figured out, you want a medal? You know, do you want an award? I mean, what? You're still on the sidelines. You're still not in the game, not in the match, not on the baseball field, not on the cricket field. You weren't in it. You know, you're still observing, trying to figure things out. It's kind of like a spectator at any sporting event. You're still sitting there talking about what people should do and what should happen, but you're not in the game. And God has designed and made His people, especially those that are walking with Him, you're meant to be in the game. You're meant to be in the world, but not of the world, but you're meant to be in the mix. So I guess people that I'm talking to this day are the ones that are in it, not of it. And because you're in it, you're taking some serious hits. You're getting beat up. You're on that football field, and you've just gotten steamrolled a few times. It's okay, you know. Got to get back up. and the Father will strengthen you in this time. I can hear all of this background noise coming through my window over there. I think people start making more noise whenever I start doing one of these, whenever I turn on the recorder. So I had a friend wrote the other day and asked if I was, with some of the background noise, if I was speaking on a street corner. No, Linda, I wasn't speaking on a street corner. It was definitely a loud place, open air, and not too far away. There's trains that pass by and things like that, so that all gets picked up. David, Kathy, a few others out there, hey, thanks for chipping in on the on Faith Mix, and much appreciated. You know, I think for what goes on even with us, this is just a labor of love that God has us doing, and you know, it's if you get something out of these, you know, if you're blessed by this work or you're blessed by any ministry, for your own sake, you need to do something to support those places. I'm saying, you know, one thing you can do at any time is you can pray. You can pray for those people. You can pray for the work that they're doing. You can pray for what it is that God leads you to do. I mean, if God leads you to chip in, sure, great, fine, beautiful. God bless you. Love you for that. But, you know, don't just be a passive consumer, is what I'm saying, because that's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your spirit. It's not healthy for... There's meant to be a flow in all of us. We receive from the Father, and then it also flows through us. And if you get blocked up, you get stagnant. So... if you are blessed by the work that takes place and the ministries that take place around you, whatever it is, you know, if you know that it's on track with God, hey, pray for those people, help them out, support them, volunteer with them, work with them, whatever it is, but be active with that, especially while, you know, even if you're figuring things out for yourself, but don't just... don't just consume, and because if you just consume and you just sit there, you're just going to get fat, and that's not good. So, just a heads up for some of you. For those of you that are praying, and oh gosh, that is one of the biggest blessings. I want to thank you so much for that. And for those of you that are chipping in, hey, thank you, special thank you, and just God bless you for that. Thank you for responding to what it is that God was quickening you to do, because you know also that it always shows up at the right time. You know, I think too, God's got a way of encouraging our hearts, and so yeah, much appreciation there. Also, just Pat, hey, love you, my brother, and praying for you in these days for sure. And you know, and it's an amazing time. I think we've been having some of the similar things going on, so it's really good just to catch up the other day. And you know what? Press on, my brother. I love you, my brother. You. We all gonna be all right. we are for sure. And you know, I think we all just need to be praying for each other more and more in these days, because you know, times are coming upon us where we need to keep each other before the Father in prayer for sure. And prayer is what really makes the difference. You know, God responds to the prayers of His saints, and He desires that we be that that link, I guess, between the spiritual and the natural reality, he channels through us. It's just, he flows through us. So, you know, it's making ourselves, availing ourselves unto those ends. You know, another one just kind of recently I was thinking about, I kind of been digging into Daniel a little bit recently. Let me get back there in my nice Bible. I like the King James. You know, I was reading in Daniel chapter 2, and the vision that Nebuchadnezzar had. And I'll start in verse 36, something that Daniel was saying when he was interpreting the dream. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold, and after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh in all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall be left, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Okay, so there's a ton in here, and I'm probably not going to get into all this today, but one thing that really struck me was verse 44, when it was, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Okay. The kingdom that God has set up, He did it. He did it himself. He didn't need us to do it. He has done it himself by his work, his plan, his hand. And he's on the throne, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And you know, that's the thing too, like his kingdom and the, I guess, eternity and light coming to bear on this reality, it does shake everything that can be shaken. It does break things up, and you know what, it will consume every kingdom on the face of this earth. There is no king that can stand before the King of Kings. There is no man, there is no worker of the enemy, there is no one with any of their positions or any of that that can stand before him. So back to Psalm 2, realizing that what Daniel said there, the interpretation thereof is true, a little reminder to the kings and in verse 2 of Psalm, or chapter 2, Psalm 2, it says, "Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth shall themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. He shall speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him." So I guess an admonition for whatever kings, whatever rulers, whatever people running around on the earth this day, hey, you better get your act together and you better bow your knee before the King of Kings, because if you perish from the way, you screwed. Absolutely screwed. Period. And so, hey, bow your knee before the King of Kings, get yourself right, because it's all His. And when things come down according to His timing, His plan, His purpose, you want to be on the side of truth. You want to be on the side of light. So, because otherwise, just read a little bit more and it'll make sense to you, hopefully, Lord willing. But yeah, I guess I should probably get into this day a little bit. This is a bit of a morning talk, but I think it's not that early. It's a nice Sunday, and God bless you guys out there. Love you. I'm praying for you. And we check the emails that come in at faithmix@gmail.com. So it's faithmix@gmail.com. So if you are listening in, and if you just want to say hi, drop us an email. And so far we've been really good about writing people back. Sometimes it's taken us a little while to get to it, but we just love to know that you're out there, and that we're not talking to ourselves. But we know that there are definitely people that are checking in. In fact, I was pretty surprised when Daniel told me recently just how many people are listening in these days. So, hey, God bless you. Love you. And be talking to you soon. All right. Bye.